Hi, I'm Kevin. I'm an alcoholic and blessed to be asked to be the speaker here this morning. In my experience, judging by the faces, I'm not that charismatic, and so I'm not going to try and entertain you for the whole hour and convince you that you should get, stay, and be sober forever. More nearly, I had a home group that was a step study. I went there for about 10 years, and I haven't been there in a long time, 6 or 8 years, and I miss it. And so I thought I'd use my control issues to do a step two study out of Beth H's book, We Are Not All Egomaniacs. And so what I thought I'd do is I'll share the screen, and then I'll talk about it, and we'll open it for discussion. And I'll put it in the chat too, in case that makes it easier for people to see. Paragraph one, we're not all egomaniacs, adapted from the 12 steps for alcoholics with low self-esteem by Beth H, which is kind of a play on her last name, is starts with an H, Hotel or Henry or something. And in step two, the AA version is came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And the practical version is trusted that a healthy lifestyle was obtainable through social support and consistent self-improvement. But what we're really saying before we started drinking, recall that knowing we are adequate and worthy is fundamental to sane living. Restore is not really the right word here. If we have no memory of ever feeling good about ourselves, we have to learn it from scratch. I have a baby picture of myself smiling like, hello world, I'm here and I feel good about it. I have no memory of it, but I've been working on restoring myself to that. I accept it as a fact that I am intrinsically good, not perfect or infallible. And all this recovery work can allow that little light to shine again. Most days it does. So I have faith that it works. I've seen it in other alcoholics. And I have hope and faith in the process. Step two has been one of my favorite steps for a long time. And in that, you know, I'd go back and look at those old behaviors and try and explain it. I'm a big one for introspection. And you know, it turned out with step two, I didn't have to figure out the nature or nurture thing or go into deep self-psychoanalysis to figure it out. I was just insane. And so then I could be in the solution. And I found that really relieving. But, you know, I haven't given up all that insanity. I love this Tough New Group. And I go to them as much as I can, you know, which is what, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a day or something. And so I was at it yesterday at the early morning meeting. And, you know, I did some of that old behavior of there it is. You know, this is sort of a big event for me to get in here to be a speaker in front of 20 some people. And I would like to be great and charismatic. But, you know, so what's the last thing I did before the meeting? It was, I went off on a rant yesterday morning and, you know, sort of self-sabotaged and that way of creating distance instead of connection. I know now that my recovery is all about connection with others and, you know, finding love and support and acceptance. And, you know, so I just turned into this prickly porcupine and then, you know, I would alienate others before they got a chance to know me. And that's not how I want to show up in my life. You know, strangely enough, I know the day I went insane when I was a little 5-year-old kid and lit my first match in a hay barn and the match burned my fingers. And I dropped the match. It burned the hay. It burned the barn to the ground. And a few hours later, my dad came home and he gave me a whopping like I never had in my life. And, you know, imagine a guy my size beating up a 5-year-old kid with a club until the club broke, grabbing another one. And, you know, the family lore was I was a pyro, but there was no talk about how maybe the older siblings shouldn't have given a 5-year-old kid matches and run off, or that they shouldn't, parents shouldn't leave their kids unsupervised in a hay barn with matches. You know, it was, I was a pyro. And, you know, I don't know about the day I've been restored to sanity. I'm a lot closer to it than how I used to be. And one of the things Tesnu has done is they started that neurodivergent meeting on Sundays. And boy, that makes a lot of sense to me. You know, I would probably be, you know, self-diagnosis. I'm right there on the edge of the spectrum where I could, you know, fit in as being sort of asocial or sit on the spectrum and, you know, have some issues. When I first got to recovery, for a couple of years, I thought I was missing like a bonding molecule in my brain, like, you know, dopamine or something where we connected with others. You know, first I had to get past my self-pity and my terminal uniqueness and get to be just a garden variety alcoholic. I really appreciate getting to be one of those. And then, you know, learning how to reach out and be of service and be vulnerable, you know, that's new behavior for me for, you know, being a jerk and then making amends. I used to be, I just drank to a blackout, wouldn't remember it. It wasn't a problem. You know, I didn't know why all those people were there, you know, pissed off that it was their issue. And, you know, I had actually like trained myself to not be very good with face recognition. So that way I could, you know, just talk to the hand, you know, pretend not to remember or truly have been blacked out and not remember my interactions with others. And I got a fair memory. I do much better with facts and figures than I do with faces and names. But I don't know. I practiced not remembering. I mean, like deliberately practiced not remembering faces. So that way, it would be somehow, you know, in my insanity, that would be some form of protection or what have you. And so I've been restored to much closer to sanity. I'm coming up on a week or two ago, I got the longest amount of sobriety I've had. I started going to meetings after rehab 23 years ago. Pretty much went more or less continuously since then. And 10 years ago, I fell out at 6 years and 8 months. And here it is, 10 years later, I'm finally back up to 6 years, 8 months and a week or whatever. And that's certainly, yeah, I don't want to have to go another 10 years before I get to here. So I'm going to work on staying sober. But anyway, I'm going to turn it over with that and hear about you guys and how you were insane, or more better yet, being the solution and how you got restored to sanity and how it's a work in progress. And we'll go from there. So thanks for the meeting.